article. We're in Simen Tov Kuf Yud Dalid. We're up to Siv Gimel. And that's what we'll be doing. Siv Gimel Ner Shel Shava, a wax candle. Stam Ner in Chazal is referring to a lantern, one of these ceramic lanterns. So Ner Shel Shava, a candle, a wax candle, Sherotza Ladliko B'Yontif, you would like to light it on Yontif, V'chasa Lov Shlo Yisorev Kulo, but you don't want to use up the whole thing. I mean, people were quite poor. They did not have that many candles, and he doesn't want to use up the whole one. Yochol litin svivo kodim shiadlikenu dover hamonea milisoref binyan shiikover kishiagiyasham. You are allowed to go wrap around it something before you light it, only before you light it, something around it that when the fire gets there, it's going to prevent it from burning so that it will, memela, it will put itself out. So, like this. First of all, this we're going to have mefurish. The Mishnah Berurah already brings it up to simply slice it in half with a knife. So you have two candles. Is a tikkun mona, because when you slice it, what you do is you cut it in a way that you'll end up with the wicks coming out of it, so that it can be used as two candles. That's called a tikkun mona, and it's a mechaven. You want it to be a kli. Now, the next thing is that in Hilchis Shabbos in Shin Lamed Daled we learned that if a talis catches fire, which is the halacha, any a tablecloth catches fire, chalila, the halacha is that you're allowed to place a liquid on it, not water, not clean water, because of malabim, because of cleansing, but you're allowed to put a liquid on the other side so that when the water gets there, it will extinguish itself. It means when the fire gets to where the water is, it's going to extinguish itself. And there, the reason is that that's a gram kibui that Chazal were matir on Shabbos. So the rule over there is that a gram kibui, when you're not dealing with the actual thing that is in the process of burning, is permissible on Shabbos. Here, the Mechaber is of the opinion that placing this candle in something that will extinguish it is considered affecting the actual thing that is burning. Therefore, the Mechaber is only matir before you light it. So it's as if you never lit that half of the candle altogether. Now, we understand that what we're dealing with is something conceptual rather than something scientific. What we're saying is that if you have a candle that you're about to light, you can decide how much of this candle you want to light. But an already burning candle, we consider the whole candle as something you wanted to burn. It's as if the whole thing is burning. And therefore, by submerging half of it in something that will extinguish it, we consider that the kind of gram kibui that is asur on Shabbos. In the case of the talis or a tablecloth that catches fire, you don't want anything to burn. So that would not be the case of the candle. Now, so the Mechaber therefore says that it's only mutter at the time that before you lit it. The Mishnah Berurah brings that there are many achronim that disagree, and they say that it is never considered a maise in the guf hadolek. The other half of the wax is totally unaffected by the flame, and therefore you're allowed to do it even after you light it. Now, what is it that you're allowed to put it in? So you're allowed to put it into take a bucket of sand that is not hard. It's got to be soft. Because if it's hard, then when you make the cavity by putting the candle in there, that is a case of binyan. That's considered a binyan. Now, to go and put water there, so like this. First of all, the Mishnah Berurah comes out lehokel that you're allowed to that you're allowed to be makel and do it even after you lit it. That is his maskana. Now, putting it in water, there the Mishnah Berurah seems to be machmer even at the time that you before you light it. You should be putting it in water. Chazal saw water as something that actively is going to put out the flame, and it's not just going to be that it'll burn itself out. And the pashas would be that the sand is not going to go rush on to the burning candle and extinguish it. Whereas if you put it in water, then when it gets to that level, the water will actually go there and smother the flame. Further, says the Rama, V'yesh matirim lachtoch ner shel shava ba'ur. There are those who say that you're allowed to cut a wax candle in the fire. Dainu, shemadlikam gam lamato kedei lakatsra. That what do? You light it at both ends, and this way it's going to burn out earlier. V'chei noagin. Avolai, they sakin osur, but to go and make it smaller, by cutting it, you're not allowed to. Now, this is all because... Now, this halacha that says that you're allowed to... that you're allowed to cut it by way of lighting it. So the Mishnah Brura says that what's mutter is you can even like melt off a piece, that it should fall off it. So he says that unlike the case of oil that is burning, we say the entire oil is burning. So if you take some away from it and use it, it's as if you're extinguishing the flame partially. Not so in the case of wax. The part that's not burning is not burning. It's not connected to the thing that is burning. It's a solid. And there's no interaction. As a result of it, if you burn off some piece on the bottom, that's not going to be problematic. It's not considered a kibui. Now, the Mishnah Brura says that according to the Machaber, this is really usur. And the Achronim say that one should be machmer. One should actually be machmer. Now, to go ahead and melt it in the middle, to cut it in half, that is usur, because you're creating two candles. The same way that you're not allowed to cut it in the center with a knife, so too you're not allowed to cut it in the center by burning it. Says the Rama further, you're allowed to go and put a candle in a place where the wind will get to. It is not there yet. If the wind is already blowing, then by placing it there, you're doing an act of kibui, of extinguishing the flame. If you're putting it there before the wind gets there, that is considered grama, and that kind of grama, the mechaber is holding, is mutter. Now, even though on Shabbos, the halacha is that it's only mutter b'makom pseida, the Mishnah Brura here brings the Maimon Mordechai that on Yontif it's mutter. So this is a very important halacha, and the question is, does the Mishnah Brura really mean to paskin this way? And there seems to be... the poskim of today seem to argue over just how seriously to take this part of the Mishnah Brura as a klal in whole of Hilchos Yontif. The sheet of the Maimon Mordechai is that gram kibui an Yontif is mutter lechatchila. The Magen Avraham learns not like that. The Magen Avraham learns that gram kibui an Yontif is like on Shabbos, which is only mutter b'makom pseida. There's got to be a significant loss. The Mishnah Brura here seems to be going like the Maimon Mordechai that on Yontif, it is mutter altogether. You don't need a makom seida. Now, with regard to this particular halacha, some say that the wind will come momentarily and it's not even called a grama. So even though the Mishnah Brura here uses this opportunity to state his favoring the Maimon Mordechai, with regard to the particular case, he tells you that you should be machmir. He brings that the minig is not to bring the candles home on Yontif from shul. It used to be they would light candles to be able to see in shul. Then everyone went home. They didn't want to leave the candles alone. They were afraid the building would burn down, chalila, so they would carry them home out in the street. So the Mishnah Brura says that on Yontif, the minig is not to do that because we say it's almost a psik reisha to have the wind blow it out. And it's only on Motzoi Shabbos that they would take it, and they used to use it to walk home with, but if it blew out on the way, they didn't mind all that much.